Hello, this is Steve Adams from the Tiger Medical Institute, and today we're going to talk about the audio lesson this month, where we talk about the five levels of leadership, and this is a model to scale leaders, part one. So, is leaving your business one afternoon each week to pursue a hobby, what we call at Tiger Performance Institute, and Tiger Medical Institute, a primary flow activity. The question I have for you is, can you leave one afternoon a week from your business to do that? Go shoot some balls, you know, hit some balls at the driving range, go for a hike, go cycling, whatever it is. Can you do that? Or is it simply a pipe dream as of today? Well, let me ask you this. How about a 2 to 3 week vacation overseas with minimal text and email messages? I just was able to enjoy that. I went for 2 weeks to Greece and to London. And I honestly could have never looked at my phone the whole time. The stuff that I got was minimal. So the question is this a pipe dream or not? If this is true, it's the result of choices you've made in how you've built your business. I don't like to pose a problem or make you feel bad without offering some sort of solution. So consider this as a solution, and that is build leaders. Okay, you don't have to do everything yourself. I know you think that it would take too long to just train somebody, but you're wrong, because I fought all of those same thoughts myself. So I came to this realization in 2009 when I had 9 stores and I was doing everything from balancing the checkbook every month to doing store manager reviews. I had no time, I was stressed, and I was on the road all the time. Now, I had been a student of leadership for many years up to this point, 2009, I'd say 20 years. And, you know, and had I applied it to myself and worked at this with more, I guess, forethought, I would not have been in that position. Now, I did apply a lot of leadership training to, you know, how to lead people. And I was doing that quite well. But the piece that was missing for me was, how could I scale leadership so that I could get my life back? And that's, I think that's the relevant question for you today, because, you know, you're at the Tiger Medical Institute, you are getting great health care that's going to be transformational for you. If you're here learning from the Get in the Zone course, or you're in one of our other programs, that's great too. But listen, you're going to undo the benefits of it if you cannot figure out how to oscillate your time and your effort, meaning work hard, then take time off, or take time to take care of yourself, to make you patient number one. If you can't do that, then it's going to be hard for you to get enduring benefits from the things that you're doing with us. Okay. So what I'm trying to do today is give you a simple roadmap. Now, this is going to be in, I think, 2 or 3 lessons. I want to give you a simple leadership roadmap, how to scale it. I've done it. I've personally experienced this. I've done it in a bank that I was the president of. I've did it in a retail company that I scaled, and I'm doing it in 2 new companies now, and it works every time, okay? So as I said, I hadn't learned how to scale leadership development. I learned how to lead myself and others, but not scale it. So around this time, John Maxwell, who I think probably anybody listening to this would know who that is. He's published something like 70 books on leadership. He published a book called The 5 Levels of Leadership. And I found it offered a simple model for scaling leadership. The companies that build exceptional performance in their teams and enjoy enduring success are those that harness the energy of their people. It's very simple, really. If you desire to experience breakout success in business, build people, not your empire. Okay. If you do, they'll build your empire with and for you. Okay. It's a really important distinction. So, okay, how does one go about harnessing the power of the team to achieve exceptional productivity across the board? Well, I've shared things in the past, like the 3 drivers of intrinsic motivation, which are purpose, path to mastery, and autonomy. That's meant to integrate with what I'm going to teach here. Okay, that's still true. But what I'm going to teach you here is a simple way for leaders to understand what leadership is and how they can grow as leaders. Okay, in my experience and personal view, it's developed leaders that is going to help you achieve this goal of exceptional productivity across the board that you can scale and see happen consistently over time. It's developed leaders, not managers. Managers will keep score. Leaders build teams who build businesses. And when you build leaders, you leverage yourself, which is a core principle of flow. Your goal should be to unleash flow across your organization. Leaders will help you do that. And that's where integrating the three drivers of intrinsic motivation with this material will help you unleash flow throughout your organization and get team flow, okay? Because a big part of that is people have to be doing something they understand, that they're passionate about, and that they have autonomy and empowerment in, okay? And so that's what we want to do here, all right? So we want to build leaders across your organization. So leadership, on the other hand, is a challenging subject, okay? It's squishy. It's not concrete. So what is it anyway then, all right? Well, leadership, according to John Maxwell, the author of, again, over 60, 70 books on the subject, and my personal leadership mentor for over 35 years, has a simple yet profound definition of leadership, and it's just one word, and it's excellent, and I've never been able to find a better one, and that is influence. John then follows it up with this statement, nothing more, nothing less. Leadership is the ability to influence others toward a vision and enable them and empower them to influence others. Okay, so that's the big idea here. That's what leadership is. Leadership is influence. Leaders define a new state of reality or paint a picture of a desired future for those they lead and work with, then in such a way that they influence them to follow them in pursuing that vision, okay? So while managers are important in any organization, and they are, they keep things working, managers will never give you this. My goal isn't for you to value managers less. My goal is for you to develop more leaders to lead those managers. So the next level of complexity for leadership is how does one go about actually teaching it then, okay? Well, don't look to an academic. They serve a vital role in advancing knowledge, but they do not communicate complex subjects in a simple way. They just don't. That's not in their nature. This is John Maxwell's unique gift. He takes the complex subject like leadership, and he communicates it in a simple way. So the framework that I've used to develop top-notch leadership teams is John's simple five levels of leadership system. Okay, we're going to talk about leader level one today and level two. Level one is positional-based leadership. Level two is permission-based leadership. So I'm going to teach you about how to move up. So five levels means the picture here you want to get in your mind is like a pyramid, and level one is at the bottom, and you're moving up to level five, which is the pinnacle. Okay, as you do, the performance of your organization is going to improve. So let's start with level one, position-based leadership. In positional leadership, people follow you because they must, all right? So a manager has a title and they demand that people follow him or her and do what he or she tells them simply because they have the position or the title. Now, this will always get quick results, but it won't get lasting results. When people work under this type of person, they give minimal effort to get the job done, and then they leave as fast as they can at the end of the day. And I believe this is where most businesses in America operate. Therefore, employee engagement scores are horrible. People who work in this type of environment are always looking for the next job to get a place where they feel more valued and get out of this situation as soon as they can. Okay, this is an expensive way to run a business, and many people think it's less expensive because they don't have to make the investment. But you're going to pay. You're going to either pay in turnover and the associated costs that go with turnover, or you're going to pay in investing in people. Invest in people. That's the message of this audio lesson this month. Well, the way to grow at this level is to get to know your team members and find out what makes them tick. It may take time to polish some people skills, but the one thing you can start doing immediately is just show a genuine interest in this person, an appreciation for this person that you work with, or the team of people that you work with. Okay, this sends a strong message that the people that are working with you are with you. They're not working for you. Okay, this includes things like leaving your desk and walking around the office or the factory floor to get to know your people, talk about their concerns, listen to them, give them feedback if they want to hear it. The intention is to build relationships. It's not to be buddies, all right? You do have to keep that healthy separation between being a leader and being among the grassroots level employees, okay? But you can demonstrate to them that you have a genuine interest in them, okay? People don't care what you know until they know how much you care, right? People will respond to you better if they know that you care about them first. They'll give you a lot of political capital for that. But if they feel like this is a transactional relationship, they're going to give you zero discretionary part of their heart. And that's the goal we want. We want to get that. All right. So how do we move out of level one to level two? Well, we build those relationships. And now here's where the magic starts to happen already. At this level, people start to follow you because of your influence and their trust in you because they know you care about them. They do their jobs now because they want to, not because they have to. At this level, they give you permission to lead them. And this is all about building followers who follow you because they want to follow you, not because they must follow you. Okay, you can create a friendlier work environment where people like to work. Opening communication lines, making people feel valued and respected, developing trust. These all inject into the workplace positive energy. And the way to develop this level of leadership is to start from a place of openness and positivity and make your intention genuinely like people. Listen, if you're not a people person just yet and are more concerned about hitting your goals, you know, or your target, I advise including fun on your list of things to do. It's important not to get the wrong balance between the mission of the business and the relationships in the business. Effective leaders strike a good balance here, okay? So if you're not great with people yet, you can work on this and develop it. And it's not really about being a Pied Piper with people. It's about just showing that you care about them, all right? Anybody can do that. And if you don't like doing that, then two things, fake it until you do like it or get out of leadership, all right? Because everything that you will ever do will be in and through other people and with other people. And so, you know, the things that you can do completely by yourself solo are limiting. If you have a vision for your business that's bigger, you're going to have to do it with and through people. Effective leaders learn to strike that balance between the mission of the organization and relationships. Okay. And that's what level two is about. All right. It's also important to understand you do not have to be their friends. Like I said before, the reality is a healthy separation is a good idea in leadership. However, you can show genuine interest in a person. You can ask questions about their life. You can offer any help or suggestions you may have and build a relationship with them. Okay, let's go back to the question I had at the beginning. After I learned to apply this model of development to my team, I found I was able to start taking time away from the business where I could think and work on the business, not only in it. I also began to take more time off. And the more time I took off, the better the business did because it forced me to empower people who were invested in their jobs and wanted to do a great job. The division of work caused all the work to improve in quality over my fragmented and frantic approach prior to embracing this development and vision. Okay, so I can hear the protest already. My business or firm is different, Steve. Of course it's different, but you can find ways to leverage you by choosing to make a little less money in the short run to build a person on your team who can create separation between you and the work so that you can take time to enjoy a hobby, take a vacation, recover, or just think more deeply about your business. Remember, the whole mantra of the Tiger System is less is more, less is better. And those who learn to embrace it do better than those who don't. And so it's a choice. It's a trade-off that you got to make. All right. So the purpose of these audio lessons are to stimulate your thinking to go and dig deeper and apply what I'm sharing. I can't get into all the detail to walk you through the step-by-step of how to do this. All right. And I'm not honestly interested in doing it. I don't ever want to be a consultant. I'm here to help you become an optimal human being with your health and make that sustainable in the long run. And the way to do that is to work with your physiology first. But the purpose of our newsletter is I'm trying to give you the tools so you can sustain it by learning how to harness the power of flow, of learning how to oscillate like a corporate athlete, how to empower people, how to get intrinsic motivation in your organization, how to lead better. All these things that we put into this newsletter are meant to help you lock in your gains on the health side that you're getting working with your coach and Dr. McNamee. I would encourage you to go buy the book and dig in and start applying it. And listen, if enough readers tell me that they would like more in-depth leadership development lessons, I'm happy to create that resource at Tiger if I hear from enough of you. So go apply it and have a great month. Thank you very much.